Pete, how'd you feel like the run defense was against Oakland as compared to Buffalo?
You know what? I thought in areas we improved, we still, the thing that's kind of bothers me is the big plays. You know, you gave up a run to Patterson and a long run on the toss. Those two long runs would really just stink. Otherwise, I thought we were okay. Made some improvement.
Yeah, what happened on those long runs?
A lot of misfit and a missed tackle. That's what happened.
It looked like Darren struggled a little bit when he was forced to engage with some of those guys. I know the Raiders have great guards, but like when he was forced to engage with them, it looked like he struggled a little bit, whether they pushed him back or they pancaked them. So what can he do different in the run game to maybe have some more success, because he doesn't necessarily have the size that some other guys at his position do?
No, just keep working on his technique. Use his hand a little better, get off the block, and make the plays he's supposed to make when he's there.
Are you concerned at all with where he is right here?
No, he comes to work every day, and we'll continue to work to get him better.
What can you guys do to get more of a pass rush?
Well, you know, we were pleased coming out of Buffalo, but last week, just the style that they played, we knew going in, those guys get the ball out so fast. As you know, you're going to make a decision to cover them, but just the style of play, they don't give up a lot of sacks. So, you know, we're working every day and improving that area.
What was your message to Justin Burris this week coming off a tough game?
Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. I just talked to him out there on the practice field. Just said, keep hitting them, keep working. It's the NFL. People get beat. They get beat every day. They won't get beat this Sunday. So just keep hitting them, keep playing. He's a young player. We like what he's doing. Just got to keep competing.
Casey, Todd said that maybe he thought that Justin was thinking too much out there. Is that not?
Well, sometimes when you get out there, you got a young guy, veteran player, this and that, and it didn't start well for him. So he keep playing. We got the utmost confidence in him. He just got to keep his confidence up and keep working on his technique, and he'll be fine.
How does confidence look?
You know what? You know, watching him through the preseason game, then watching him last week, he's got really good control of the offense, and his arm strength is evident. The guy can make all the throws, and these guys are really rallying him around him. You kind of see the way they're really got Steele and Parker going deep. You got Landry running across everywhere, and he's utilizing all his weapons.
Casey, were you surprised that he retired, even though it was just like brief?
I really don't really know how to comment on that, but just one play. This guy really hadn't missed a step.
You said you saw improvement in the run defense from week one to week two. What was better specifically?
You know, when you watch them, guys were kind of using their technique, and you know, the game going in last week, you went in and said, we can't let 24 get going, and I thought they did a pretty good job of that, but then we got to take care of 84 and 32, so we got to take care of anybody running the ball. But those guys will work at it.
See, how much different does Devontae Parker look early in this season versus what you saw in the game last year?
You can see a guy maturing and getting better every day. A couple of plays you keep watching the ball, he is reaching over DBs and taking the ball off. That's what's kind of scary, and you can kind of see Cutler throwing it up to him. If it's close, he's going up because this guy's going up over the top of a lot of DBs and grabbing the ball.
What did you think the play that Jamal made on Lynch near the goal line where he jumped over two people and then tackled him from behind? That play got a lot of play on social media.
Okay.
What did you think?
Those guys, and matter of fact, I made a point to point to the defense, and you know, those guys, especially 33, 26, and those younger, they're really trying, but that guy, that was a tremendous play, but that's what that guy brings, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep, you know, he's still a young player and still making mistakes, but the effort and stuff like that is impressive.
How are they using Landry? I mean, he's got a high volume catch number, but the yards per catch are obviously not that low.
But the thing is, he's getting a lot of targets, and then when you look at him, the way they spread out, everybody, you know, you spread out, then you got to stop their running back. And then so people are spreading out and they run the ball. When you come in, now Landry's running all these option routes. He's getting open. He's the chain mover. And then if you sit on him, you got to deal with those Steels and Parker going vertical. They have a unique sting.
Casey, do you think you need better play from your linebackers in general, not singling anybody out?
I think we need better play from everybody on defense. Everybody needs to step their game up. To me, everybody should be on notice. We take a lot of pride in playing defense around here right now. We're going to have to get better.
How discouraged are you by the overall defensive performance through two games?
I wouldn't be discouraged. I'm just saying it's still early in the season, but we got a ways to go.
Going back to Darren, I know you said it's a technique issue, but how much harder does it make it to defend the run at his size playing his position? You don't see a lot of guys that are linebacker at his size.
Darren didn't get here because he didn't know how to play football. This guy just has to keep working, keep doing his things, and, you know, it'll come. You know, he'll be okay.
Good. Thank you, Coach.